An entitled Karen tries to steal my tires from my car, demanding that the auto shop put them on her car. And I am truly still blown away by this interaction, and I can't believe she actually tried this. Here's what happened. It's almost snow season here, and I booked an appointment to have my tires swapped today a month ago. The first snow is forecasted for Wednesday morning, so I knew it would be busy when I got there. But in reality, it was actually chaos. I checked my vehicle in after about 15 minutes in line, and was thinking that they were moving pretty quickly for it to be that short, given that they had so many vehicles. There were even some parked on the grass as well, and I had to park a quarter mile down the road and walk up to the store just to get here. For the next hour, I waited and got to hear the poor employees get screamed at over and over again by walk-in customers with no appointments who thought that they should get their tires immediately. But the last one honestly really took the cake. She'd been staring through the big windows at the shop the whole time she was in line. She was told that she had two choices: make an appointment for next Monday and come back, or leave her vehicle and they'd get it done in the order it came in after those with appointments. So she'd probably need to come back in about 8 hours. She started freaking out, screaming and cussing that she needed her tires now and didn't care who was in front of her because she was the first one in line right now. The employees patiently and kindly explained her options again and that they were booked solid for a week. She never even looked at him, but she just cut him off, yelling at him to give her the tires in the back of the little black SUV they just rolled out. I checked over my shoulder and sure enough, they had just finished up my Land Rover. The employee kept trying to tell her that my tires are mine and that they have plenty of tires. They only have 4 bays to work with. This entitled Karen then said the following: "Well, that SUV is off the lift, so just put mine on it and give me the tires that you put in the back of it. It's really simple. Are you an idiot or something?" When she said that, the employee just started blinking. They tried to start saying something, but I decided to cut in. I said to this entitled Karen, "Hey, that's my vehicle. Those are my tires. I own them. Are you suggesting he steal my all-terrain tires that suck in the snow and have them put on your car? They won't even fit, lady." She looked at me and said, "Tires are tires. I don't care." I said to her, "Well, then drive off with the ones you have and leave everyone in here alone." At this point, she started whining like a toddler. She said to me, "But they're not snow tires. I need snow tires." And at this point, I just lost it. I was laughing so hard. If she really wanted snow tires, then the ones I had are not it. Like, seriously, I had them taken off so that I could have my snow tires for the winter. I said to her, "Seriously, just make an appointment like the rest of us did, and you'll have the tires that fit." But once she started to yell again, I stopped her and I said, "No, stop yelling at people and go book it online." I then stood up, and I don't think I'm exactly intimidating as a 5'6", 49-year-old woman, but honestly, it worked because she ended up leaving, and several others in line followed her out. And to be completely honest, I felt a little bit bad about it. I looked at the employee and I said, "I'm sorry you lost business there, but is my vehicle done?" And at this point, the employee is just busting up laughing, but not even trying to hide it. Apparently, everyone that left had been in earlier yelling at them too, so he didn't mind the fact that I put somebody in their place. I still don't understand what her thought process was in the whole thing. Well, someone said as I was leaving that this entitled Karen also left her car parked in the middle of the right-hand traffic lane on the busy highway, right in front of this place. But overall, a big shout out to that employee for never losing his cool at all. I can only imagine what his day was like already by the time she started in, based on just the time I was there. Because truly, that entitled Karen was completely out of line. And I can't imagine being that delusional that you seriously think that you're entitled to other people's property. Wow, that entitled Karen seriously did not even know what she was doing. She saw the tires in the back of this original poster's car, and she thought to herself, "Perfect, put those tires on my car. I want those. I want to get those and get out of here." Like, seriously, lady, you don't even know what you're trying to get. Like, those tires are not going to serve you well in the middle of the winter. I mean, they're not even snow tires, which basically means this lady was kind of in a roundabout way trying to steal. And also, why couldn't she just make an appointment and leave it at that? Like, I get it. You didn't plan ahead. You didn't do what you needed to do just to get stuff done. And trust me, we've all been there. But that is nobody else's fault except for yourself. Just be an adult, take responsibility, and move along. Nobody wants to hear about you complaining and screaming all because you're too dumb to figure things out. And also for the original poster, the fact that they stood up and put this lady in her place was honestly astounding. She also had a ton of guts to do that in front of so many people. I know if I was in that situation, I probably would have been a little bit sheepish and at least stayed in the background to see how it all played out. But this original poster was not playing. And hopefully the next time this entitled Karen decides to act up in public, she thinks back to this situation and decides to act like an adult instead. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius? Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My adopted brother feels as though the family doesn't love him, and despite having so many talks with them and trying to encourage him to come back into our lives, me and the rest of my siblings have now discovered how awful my parents have been to my brother, and we're now at a loss, and we seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So my parents have 5 kids. My sister is 27 years old, my older brother is 26 years old, and then me, my twin, and our adopted brother are all 23. And for the sake of this story, my adopted brother's name will be John. John is not his real name. John was adopted when his biological parents, who were close friends with our parents, passed away when he was a few months old. So this has been a slowly building thing for years now, but really got called to everyone's attention in the past 5 years. I remember growing up with John normally as any sibling would, and all of our siblings would say the same thing. We played, we fought, we made up, we broke our parents' stuff, etc. But the past 5 years have been somewhat strange. At first, we thought it was just John being John, but now after I've spoken with him, we've discovered it was more than what we thought. First off, John left the day he turned 18, which was a surprise because he had good grades and everyone assumed he would go to college like the rest of us. He graduated 1 semester early and left the house on his 18th birthday, which was a shock to everybody. He earned money doing chore work for our dad and uncles and had bought his own car and apparently saved up enough to get an apartment. It was weird and my parents were sad, but more than that, they were proud and happy for him. My dad offered John money to help him start out his life on his own, but John refused and said that he would be fine. My parents were insanely proud of John. They're not typically the type of people to brag about their kids, but they were telling everyone how independent and responsible and mature and fearless John was. Now, it's important to know that us siblings were always fairly close. I cried the first night John was gone, and I wanted my dad to figure out a way to make him come back because I was scared he would pass away or something like that. So, when the communication suddenly was almost nothing, it was incredibly weird and we really missed him. But our parents said he was busy working and taking care of himself, and that when he'd settled down and figured things out, he would be back to his normal self. Unfortunately, it never really happened though, and overall, he just stopped talking to them. He would talk to us about birthdays and holidays, but even then, it was strange. He always tried to meet up with siblings for dinner or drinks on birthdays. He would always visit our parents very quickly on their birthdays and Mother's Days or Father's Days, and on Christmas and Thanksgiving. I mean, he was in and out incredibly quickly. For example, our older brother was the only one there for our mom's most recent birthday, and he said that John was very clinical, and it felt more like a soldier who was paying respect to a commanding officer than anyone visiting their parents. One thing about this that stood out was that John talked to our mom and dad and brother about a lot going on in his life. Apparently, he's got a girlfriend and just got a dog and has a great new job in construction. No one knew any of this, and dad cracked a joke about how they were terrible parents because how could they not know anything that was going on in one of their kids' lives? After John left, our mom looked sad, and when our older brother asked her what was wrong, she said that it felt like John didn't want to be around her, while also saying that she missed him, all before refusing to say anything more about it. So our older brother started a group chat with everyone but John to ask about if any of us had noticed anything wrong with him. We'd all talked about how distant he'd been over the years, but we really never had a talk like this. At the end of it, we all arranged to meet up with John and try and talk to him to make sure everything was okay. Now, it took some effort to get him to open up, but he finally did, and what he said has really rocked our family. He said that I'm not their real son. We all immediately tried to reassure him that mom and dad love him, and that we do as well, but he had all these stories about how mom and dad treated him differently. There were lots of examples. Things like our older brother would hug or kiss mom on the cheek, but she would push John off if he tried to do the same. Dad would happily talk sports with anyone, but would be short with John if anything came up. Our grandparents were never excited to see him. Aunts and uncles were not interested in him or his hobbies, or even what was going on at school. Another incident is when dad asked each boy to go on a hunting trip and never asked John until they were leaving, and when he finally did ask, you could tell dad was annoyed. And my brothers did confirm this one, because they thought it was weird with how dad was acting. When John said that he was fine with not going, they said that dad looked happy about that. John would ask for help with schoolwork, but mom and dad would say that they were tired, or just tell him to ask teachers, but would instead stay up with the rest of us anytime we wanted. I think you get the idea. There was a lot of stuff, and enough of us witnessed it that we didn't think he was misremembering things or making making them up. John wasn't bitter or angry about this. He said he understood that they wouldn't be able to love him the same way they loved us, and that it would be inhuman of him to ask that of them, which honestly broke my heart. He said he refused the money from Dad because he would have felt badly about him using it on himself instead of Dad using it on his real children, as John put it. He said he will always love them and respect them and be grateful for their sacrifices for raising him, but also that it was too painful to be around them for too long because he knew they couldn't be what he wanted and that he couldn't be what they wanted. Our oldest sister was impassioned by this and told my parents all about it. And honestly, it was a nightmare. My mom was crying. My dad was punching a wall. They were both ashamed and hurt and insisted that they love him just as much as they do the rest of us. Now that John knows that our parents know, he's upset and is apprehensive about coming around, which is completely understandable. We love our brother and our parents love him too, and we all miss him so much. And it's honestly left us really feeling down, and we're not sure how to fix this. Before we go any further, the original poster has an update they'd like to share. Here's what they had to say. Well, in terms of an update, the first people I really wanted to talk to were my parents. I didn't share everything John shared with us in the thread I made, but there were so many things they'd done that were just downright cruel. This conversation was fairly quiet and extremely emotional, and I only wrote adopted brother in my post because I wanted to communicate the dynamic with people reading this, but in my heart, he is just my brother. So when I detailed the things John remembered, I began to cry, and it hurt even more because I almost wanted my parents to deny it. I wanted them to be sure that they would never do anything so mean and that maybe John was remembering things wrong, but they never denied anything though. When specific instances arose, you could see them turn their heads or their eyes away in shame. They'd get up and pace or put their heads down. They never denied a single thing. When I asked them, most time they'd say that they didn't realize they were doing something or that they were just too careless. They kept saying that there was no excuse for any of it. I then asked my dad specifically about the fishing trip that he didn't invite John on. He said that he asked the other boys, but it just never crossed his mind to go out of his way and ask John. I asked them both why they didn't help him with his homework or make sure that their 18-year-old leaving had a solid plan and would be safe, and I never got a response to that either. I asked my mom about why she pushed John off of her when he tried to be affectionate towards her, and her response is one that honestly really leaves me at a loss. She was very honest and said that in her mind, she could not ignore the fact that he was a mature male who was not biologically related. She said it felt no different having my other brothers hug and kiss her as babies as it would today, but that around the time that John went through puberty, she couldn't see him as one of her babies anymore. She said her instinct then became to protect her daughters just in case. She said it was hard and she wasn't happy about it, but she'd rather have protected us and gone too far to John's detriment instead of being lackadaisical to our detriment. She said when John left, she felt relieved. After talking with them, I spoke with my older sister, who was still very angry, which is the same way our other siblings felt as well. All of us siblings love him and want him back in our lives like before. We don't want to lose him. I reached out to John, and it was a bittersweet conversation to have. We were both happy to be talking to each other. We still had our inside jokes and things like that, and we can hang out like nothing ever happened. But when we spoke about reestablishing our old relationship, he said that it would be difficult. He said he would love to be my brother, but that he feels gross around us girls because of mom, and that he feels less than when he's around our brothers. He said that loneliness sucks, but that it's better than feeling like people would rather not have you around. He said he felt like a family friend that everyone liked, but who stuck around way too long. We both ended up crying, and it was very ugly. But in the end, we at least decided that we would try to be siblings.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Wow, the parents in this story suck. Like, seriously, 100% suck. They treated this kid like garbage all because it wasn't theirs. Like, they very obviously and blatantly did that, and you can tell how guilty they were simply because they didn't deny any of the things that they did. The dad never considered him one of his sons, and the mom was almost just as bad, if not worse. She seriously thought that her adopted son would somehow eventually do sketchy things to her daughter. And I think you catch my drift of what I'm trying to say. And that is honestly so disgusting. How on earth could you treat your adopted son like that and label him as something that he hasn't done and wouldn't do? Like, seriously, she especially should be ashamed of herself. That is so disgusting, it really just blows my mind. I can't imagine calling yourself somebody's mother while also being like, yes, but stay at an arm's length. Also, don't hug me or touch my daughters. Like, seriously, you're trying to fix a non-problem. It would be different if John exhibited some kind of like creepy behavior towards his sisters. And by the way, those are his sisters, even though he's adopted. This awful mother just assumed, oh man, he could do that one day, so I'm just gonna push him away and label him as this. Like, seriously, what a terrible mother. And in my opinion, those tears that she shed are absolutely crocodile tears. That also doesn't excuse the way the father acted too, by the way. He intentionally left his son out and acted like it was a burden just to be around him and help him with his homework or take him on any kind of like trip with his other brothers. Like, I cannot imagine growing up in that kind of environment and seeing firsthand that, yeah, my parents don't like me. They hate me because I'm not directly their son. And that seriously had to be absolutely heartbreaking. So with all that in mind, I don't blame John for moving out and moving on with his life. I mean, seriously, with all the things that this guy went through, I don't blame him for saying, you know what, I don't need these people. I don't need to be treated this way, and I'm done being the black sheep of the family. Like, this guy didn't sign up for his parents to pass away. He didn't ask for this. So the fact that he spent 18 years growing up and being treated like garbage would probably be enough to make anybody move out and never look back. And honestly, I can seriously say if I was in that situation, I probably would have done the exact same thing. Because John put it best, and I seriously resonate with what he said. He said that loneliness sucks, but it's better than feeling like people would rather not have you around. And I truly agree with that sentiment, and hopefully things can get better for John and his life. An entitled customer screams at me when my register locks up, right as I'm about to check out her groceries. And I've honestly never been more frustrated and angry at somebody else's entitlement in my life. Here's what happened. So in my mid-20s, I worked for a grocery store, and it was hands down the worst experience of my life. And I still have traumatic memories about it. On this particular day, we were slammed. We had all our cash registers open and lines with at least 6 people deep in each lane. When there is over $1,000 in the till, the register would lock up until a manager collected some money to drop off into the safe. And it was just my luck that this happened to me in the middle of this rush. And the lady I was supposed to help next was an absolute nightmare. I told her the situation and that I would get to her in just a minute, but I needed to pull some money from the drawer. Well, as you can imagine, she did not like this in the slightest and proceeded to get incredibly angry about it. I had my back to her so I could count the money I was pulling, and this angered her even more. She started yelling about this being the worst customer service she's ever had, and how she worked in the service industry and had never been treated this poorly. And honestly, I don't doubt that she worked in the service industry. I mean, her lack of empathy certainly fits the bill. Now, due to being mute as a child, I freeze up when I'm yelled at, and my hands start shaking as I tried to focus on counting the money. The lady kept yelling at me, making me lose my train of thought, and I had to keep counting the money. I kept trying to tell her it would only be a moment, but this simply would not make her happy. While this lady was having her tantrum, the hero of the story, the older woman behind her in line, started to verbally lay this lady out. She said to her, "You are acting like an immature child. Grow up, lady." This then got more people in line starting to defend me as well, while also yelling at her in the process. I was still shaking, but it felt nice to at least have someone on my side. I was able to pull the money and have it dropped in the safe, which also took a while before the computer recognized that, and eventually I checked her items out. The only thing I chose to say to her was the total amount she owed, and I refused to acknowledge her further or even say goodbye as I would with other customers that might come through my lane. And for my timid yet friendly autistic self, that was the biggest slight I could do in that moment. Honestly, when I work customer service of any kind, I could not stand when people did that to me. They would get in line and then throw a hissy fit when they didn't get their way, and that honestly would just drive me nuts. So I completely understand where the original poster's coming from. Like, seriously, this entitled Karen absolutely was out of line. If she is really in that much of a rush, then get in a different line. fine. Go somewhere else, find a different spot to get this taken care of. But screaming at the employee who has no control over the cash register and is literally only working there hourly is not going to solve anybody's problems. And personally, I think the system locking up at $1,000 is smart. I mean, why on earth would you want to have a lot of money in the cash registers at the front of the store? Someone could easily rob them and take away that money and possibly hurt somebody. Like, how could this entitled Karen not understand that? And also, in today's day and age, is there seriously no other way to try and entertain yourself while this gets taken care of? Like, seriously, if I was in that situation and the cashier said to me, hey, I've got to clear out some money for my cash register, this is just going to take a minute, I would then just stand there and get on my phone and that would be it. I would have literally no issue standing there and just waiting. And sure, maybe the entitled Karen had somewhere she desperately needed to be. But if that's the case, then she probably shouldn't have gone shopping. I mean, let's look at the facts here. She clearly did not schedule things correctly, and that is nobody's fault except for her own. And for her to act like this is the worst situation of her life and this is horrible customer service, that is just so unnecessary. And it's nice to see that the people behind her really did come to the cashier's defense. So I'm really sorry that you had to go through this, and hopefully you never have to deal with anything like that ever again. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, check out Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked in the description.